Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Okay, so if you haven't heard the news yet, I've got a new book out called The Greatness Mindset. Unlock the power of your mind and live your best life today. It's coming out soon, and I'm pumped to invite you to be a part of the launch team for this book. This is a rare opportunity to get your questions answered and network with other champions of greatness in this exclusive community of conscious achievers. If you're ready to receive early access to the first few chapters of the book, behind-the-scenes updates from me, plus VIP access to bonuses and giveaways, then this is for you. For instructions about how to join this greatness launch team, make sure to go to lewishowes.com/launch team right now. Again, make sure to check it out at lewishowes.com/launch team right now.
What do you think is the thing that holds us back the most from actually having everything we want and being fulfilled?
Being abandoned. I think on a very primal level, if we are abandoned, we die. Being rejected is about being abandoned. Changing your identity, which you have to do in order to change who you're being, right? The fear of that is abandonment. If you change who you are, the people who love you for who you are right now. You know, and this is honestly, I have yet to do a talk and a Q&A where the question does not come up, where somebody says, what do you do when the people closest to you don't support your growth, right? Most common question ever. The reason it's so common is because when you change who you're being, the people you love are at the greatest risk, right? So Joe Schmo down the street, when you're like, hey, I'm gonna quit my job and open up a restaurant, your mother might tell you how risky it is, how restaurants, you know, 1 out of 10 restaurants succeed, and your friends will make fun of you because now you're, you know, think you're Mr. Big Stuff or whatever, but Joe Schmo down the street's like, rock on. And you're like, why is Joe Schmo all happy for me when the people who allegedly love me are dragging me down? And it's because subconsciously, mostly, they're afraid that you're gonna change and they're gonna lose you. And you're basically killing off your old identity, is who's the person they love, right? And they also, this is also part of it, they're no longer right. And they love to be right. They are right about who you are. And if that changes, and they also love to be right about the fact that you can't do something like that. That's risky and scary. But the bottom line is a lot of people stay small. They won't go after their hopes and dreams because they don't want to risk losing the people closest to them. We want to be right. We love being right. And our words reinforce our rightness. So whatever our thoughts and beliefs are, our words are sort of building a foundation of a reality, right? They are the building blocks of our realities. So for example, when I was living in the garage, my mantra was, I can't afford it. I said I can't afford it 600 times a day. And so when I decided I was going to get rich, I was like, you know, ditch the old I can't afford it and come up with a new mantra. So of course, the first step is awareness. And then to write the new mantra, you have to go deep into what I can't afford it was protecting me from, what my fears were around being able to afford it. My new mantra ended up being money flows to me easily and freely. And I really want to point out that when I was living in the garage eating tuna out of a can, money was not flowing to me easily and freely, right? So that whole belief thing was definitely a stretch, but I loved freedom and flow. Like for me, all of my I can't afford it was around being constrained and bad and like blocking myself. So the flow, ease, and freedom, when I did the whole little process of figuring out my mantra, that's what gave me the feeling of just like, oh yeah, that feels great. So how the mantra works then is I am now looking to money flows to me easily and freely. So every time I wanted to say I can't afford it, I would say money flows to me easily and freely. And because I am a human and I still love to be right, I now set about proving that money flows to me easily and freely instead of proving.
Look, I'm right. Yeah.
Right?
Interesting.
So I'd find a dollar on the street. Money flows to me easily and freely. I'd get some crappy freelance writing job. Money flows to me easily and freely. And the other thing it did is it brought into my radar stuff that was always there, but because I was so busy proving I can't afford it, and we are doing this all the time without realizing it, I put on the blinders, because if it didn't fall into I can't afford it, then I couldn't even see it. So all the stuff that was always there that was gonna help me make money, like for example, the coach, that I ended up hiring who totally changed my life. I can't afford it. I can't afford it. It's a third of my annual income. But when I started saying money flows to me easily and freely, I had to hire her because money flows to me easily and freely. So it really kicks your butt in such a great way if you're really serious about it. And if you write a mantra that feels really good, you do not have to believe the mantra at first.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.